Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Knighton and Free Church this morning. Whether it's your first time with us or you've been here for many years, it's great to have you with us and being part of our church family. So before we crack on with the service, let me just pray and give this time over to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can meet here together this morning as your church family. Help us to focus on you, Lord, that we can meet here together and that we can look into your word, Father. Help us to focus on you, Lord, no matter how we are feeling this morning, whether it's been a tough week or a great week. Just ask, Lord, that you will fill this place with your spirit and you will help us to fix our eyes on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Great, right, we've got a couple of notices just to kick off the service. So if I can ask Paul and Jake to come up. I'm going to go to Paul first, followed by Jake.
Good morning. Morning, church. Okay, men's breakfast coming up on the 28th of February. Should have a sign there. We are not going to go to Wetherspoons this time. I know you all love Wetherspoons breakfasts. But this time we're going to actually go upstairs at the back. Same time, though, 8:45. And we're going to cook breakfast for you. So that'd be really amazing. But the other thing we're going to have Matt McDermott come and speak to us as well for 10-15 minutes. So if you want to bring friends along, it's not going to be evangelistic so much. It's just, you know, he's just going to speak to us as men of the church. And, you know, just give us some, you know, encouragement and you know, as men, and how we can grow and live for the kingdom of God. So, yes, yeah, so if you're able to sign up on Church Suite, that would be wonderful. Or speak to Sam or myself. Yeah, we do need to know numbers, obviously, because we're going to be up at the crack of dawn cooking lovely breakfast for you. Thank you.
Brilliant. We have Life 26 coming up. Some of you might have heard of it. Hopefully a lot of people have. It is our month of mission this March, where we run evangelistic events all the way throughout the month of March, leading up to Easter, to tell people about Jesus. Now, I'm sure you've all been eagerly awaiting what is coming up this March. Well, I can now reveal a few things to you. I have a couple of take-home things for you today, if you want them, and then something you can give out. Okay, so first of all, we need to surround this month, this mission, in prayer, don't we? We really need to ask the Lord to help us and work through us and bring people in and bring people to life. So if you want to take home one of these, it's a little prayer card. Put it in your wallet, put it in your purse, stick it on your fridge, whatever you want to do. There's a few different points that you can pray through each day. And on the other side, at the bottom, there's two which I really love. It says, pray that _ would come to an event, and there's enough room to think or write down a particular name of a friend or family member who you want to really come along to an event, and there's another one that they would come to know Jesus. So specifically pray for people this mission month. Also, to go along with the theme of prayer, we are also running a week of prayer the week before March. So on starting the 23rd of Monday, we are running a full week of prayer, and we're going to have a prayer room just out back, which is being prepared. I was going to say as we speak, but they're in the service, hopefully. And so that will be ready, and we'll be able to book slots to go and pray in that prayer room for this mission month this year. And more information will come out about that. It'll be on the website as well. You can also take home one of these, which is a mission calendar, and it's telling you all about the events that are coming up, so you can track with us, you can understand it a bit better, because there's a lot going on this March. And as well as the events we've added in for the mission, there are also our regular evangelistic events that are going on there, so you can attend, you can pray, you can see how they need help, because we have so many amazing things already existing happening this March. So take one of those home, put it on your fridge, track what's going along, pray with us. That'll be amazing. And then finally, the main flyer for the week will be coming out next week. But before that, we have an individual flyer for the very first event this March. And it is an absolute cracker, okay? On the first of March, which is Sunday evening, 5 to 7pm, we have John Archer, who is a world-famous comedy magician. He has won Penn & Teller Fool Us. He came in the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent. He is the stage magician of the year by the Magic Circle. He's a Christian and he tells his story as well of faith and knowing Jesus. An amazing event, high quality to bring your friends to. That is the 1st of March in the evening, 5 to 7pm. There's tons of these flyers. Take a load of them. Put them out on your, I don't know, your school tables, in your offices, wherever. Post them through letterboxes, whatever you want to do. Let's get as many people in this room to come and hear his story and see a phenomenal performance as well. Loads going on there this March. You can see it out on the table at the back. Grab it. If it runs out, we'll get more. Not a problem, but brilliant. Thanks for listening to me.
Thanks, Jake. Final notice from me. It's the church weekend away, which we need to put back onto your radar. So it was talked about in the past. So we're booked in to go to Cloverley Hall. I don't know if I've pronounced that correctly. Conference Centre. And it's on the weekend of the 5th to the 7th of June. So this is going to come around fast. Now, we have booked in Daph Merrion-Jones to come and speak on the weekend. And if that name rings a bell to some of you, he actually came and spoke here at Knighton at John Smuts's induction service. So that's Daph. So he's coming on the weekend away to come and talk to us then. So there'll be more specific information to follow further down the line. But obviously, please keep these dates in your diary. Obviously, it's open to the entire church, whether you're young or whether you're a little bit older. We want everybody or as many people there to be there as possible. So keep those dates free in your diary. Very remiss of me not to say at the start, but my name is Dave, and I will be leading us through the service today. There's going to be, let me kind of outline the plan for you of the service. We've got some of the housekeeping out of the way, which is good. So now it means we can just spend a little bit more time now in worship to God through singing some songs with the band. We're going to be spending some time in prayer. We're going to be reading from God's Word as well, which is the next one in our series of the Sting in the Tail passages. And Rodney's going to come and preach on the Shrewd Manager in Luke 16. And then finally, at the end of the service, we will be taking communion together as well. Oh, and kids, don't worry, there will be a children's talk this morning too. So, let me leave you with this. You have called us out of darkest night into your glorious light, that we may sing the wonders of the risen Christ. May our every breath retell the grace that broke into our strife. With boundless love and deepest joy, with endless life, may the peoples praise you, let the nations be glad. All your blessings come, that we may praise the name of Jesus. So if you're willing and able, please stand and let's praise the name of Jesus together.
Amen. Well, can I add my good morning to you this morning? For those who don't know me, my name is Paul. I help oversee some of the kids and youth stuff and family stuff that goes on here at night. And a good morning in particular to the boys and girls. We appear to have extra space at the front this morning. I think we missed a row of chairs. Sorry about that. How are we doing with the extra space? Are we happy? Yeah, they're very happy. Good. Well, we've been learning, haven't we, about Jesus' life when he was here on earth. And by now, the point we've got up to in the story, he's got some disciples, he's got some followers, he's going around teaching. And today he's going to teach them a very important lesson, and it's this: how to pray. Okay? And in the book of Matthew, this comes as part of like a whole sequence of all kinds of stuff that Jesus is teaching his disciples and those who are following him. So I'd encourage you at home to check that out in Matthew chapter 5 and 6. But this is what he says to them as he's traveling around. And I wonder if you may have come across this before. Maybe you've heard it here. Maybe you've heard it at school. Maybe you've read it at home. This is what he says. He says, this is then is how you should pray. He says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as also sins, as we've forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And you might know a little extra bit at the end, which says, for yours is the glory forever and ever, amen. That's a bit that we add on. It's not actually written in the book of Matthew. But in this little prayer that Jesus gives us, it teaches us so much about God and so much about us. And so I've got a challenge for you this morning, okay? This is a challenge for the little ones and the grown-ups, even the balcony dwellers. A challenge for all of you, okay? Turn to the person next to you. I'm going to give you like a minute, maybe two. And I want you to choose your favorite words from the Lord's Prayer. And I know that seems a bit strange, okay? But the reason is this, because pretty much every single word in that teaches us something about God or something about ourselves. So, 1 minute, turn to the person next to you. What is your favorite word in the Lord's Prayer? Okay, great. Well, let's find out, shall we? Let's find out this morning, church, what people, who people thought their favorite word was in the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to come down here first. What's your favorite word?
Earth.
Earth. Interesting. Why?
Because we live on it,
okay. Earth, that's amazing. I did not expect that to come up first. But actually, it relates to us, doesn't it? This is a prayer that relates to us and the world that we live in. Earth, okay, very, very good. You got one down here?
Bread.
Why bread?
Because you like food,
okay. Well, it does say, doesn't it? Where are we? Here we go. Daily bread, it talks about the things that we need, doesn't it? How God can provide for our needs, okay? I'm going to come down here. We need a brave, oh, okay, we've got a little one over here. The little ones are always braver, so we'll come to them. Here we go. What do you reckon? What's your favorite word up there?
Give us today.
Give us today. So good, you've gone for three. Why give us today?
Because we need to, like, get things every day.
Absolutely right. Every single day we can come to God, can't we? And we can talk to him. That's absolutely wonderful. Any grown-ups feeling really brave want to give me their favourite word? Here we go. Yes, Tom.
Kingdom.
Kingdom. Okay, talk to us. Hang on, I should have brought this with me so I could change it so we can highlight the right word. Here we go. Kingdom. Here we go. Right. Why kingdom, Tom?
Because Jesus, the Father, sorry, is the Lord of everything. He's the King of everything in the whole wide world.
Absolutely wonderful, isn't that? God's kingdom, the only kingdom that will go on forever and ever and ever. What's your favorite word?
Our Father.
Which one? Are you going for our or Father?
Father,
okay. I'm going to be strict with the grown-ups. You go Father. Why Father?
Because ever since I was a little girl, I could always refer to my Father in heaven.
Isn't that
and
amazing?
And that will give you comfort all throughout your life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That is amazing. My thing stopped working, Joe. I wonder if you could go to the slide that says Father. Thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely right. Isn't that amazing that we can call God Father? Is that incredible? Kids, anyone? Oh, here we go. Yeah, you got another one?
Forgive.
Forgive. Okay, why?
Because if someone did something bad, you can always forgive them.
Absolutely. And also, so we can forgive our debtors, but also, what does Jesus do?
forgives our debts.
Brilliant, absolutely. Well done, people. Amazing, isn't it? Forgiveness. There's so much in this Lord's Prayer. We've got another one over here. Was it the same one we've already had? Father, absolutely, yeah, Dada, yeah, that's absolutely right. Any more for any more? Anyone down here, anyone got a different one they want to throw out there?
Our?
Our, why our?
Our Father, not just the Father.
Isn't that incredible too? Not just a Father who is out there somewhere who might be someone's Father, our Father. How incredible is that, that we can call God, the one we've just been singing about, we can behold him. And Jesus says we can call him our Father. Absolutely amazing. Can I encourage you to keep having that conversation over lunchtime today? The amazing, incredible things that Jesus teaches us when he shows us and teaches us how to pray. Now, there are so many things that we could learn from this prayer, aren't there? We've already talked about some of them. I'm going to give you three things to take home. Are you up for that, okay? There could be loads more. People do whole series of talks on this. But three things, if we go to the very last slide, that'd be great. Here we go. Number one, start with God. Here's my challenge for you when you pray. Start with God. So often when we pray, we start with us, don't we? Dear God, please give me. Dear God, I. How about we start with God? Dear God, you. You are amazing. You are awesome. Your name is great. You are to be praised. So that's the first challenge. Can we start with God? Challenge number two is remember heaven. Remember in the Lord's Prayer, it talks about God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I wonder in our praying life, do we think about heaven enough? Do we think about heaven now? Do we think about heaven in the future? That's my challenge number two. So number one, start with God. Number two, remember heaven. And number three, here's my number three challenge. Ask for forgiveness. It was in that prayer, wasn't it? Ask for forgiveness that God may forgive us our debts as we forgive other people. So three challenges for you this week. When you're praying at home, when you're praying in your families, around your meal times, at bedtimes, whenever it is you pray, start with God. Tell him how great he is. Remember heaven and ask for forgiveness. We're going to sing a song now that talks all about prayer. In fact, it talks about how silly we are when we don't pray. How trying to go through life without praying is like an earthworm trying to do press-ups, or it's like a potato trying to swim, or it's like a mountain trying to brush its teeth. In other words, you just can't do it. We need God's help. So boys and girls, I need your help to come and help me out with the actions. And we're going to sing this song together. It talks about our Father, the King of Heaven. If you want to, why don't you stand and join us? the others, it's time for us to head out into our groups now. And if you're staying in the building, why don't you turn around and say hi to someone this morning? Maybe ask them, what was it about the Lord's Prayer that really spoke to them this morning? Maybe there was a favorite word they had that maybe wasn't even mentioned. See how they're doing today.
Good morning, everybody. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you alone are sovereign over all things. You are faithful and wise. We praise you as the giver of every good gift. And Father, as sinners, we repent and confess we have fallen short. We ask for your forgiveness and to show our hearts what truly matters to you. We thank you for your love and faithfulness and for supporting our church family here at Knighton. We are grateful that we know you, and we hope you will show us how to share your word with others who walk alone. And for the world, Lord, we ask that you grant restraint and compassion to world leaders dealing with conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine and beyond. We pray especially for a just peace in Ukraine, an end to the suffering,